It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John today, John chapter 12. We're going to read from verse 1 through verse 19. So if you'll turn to John chapter 12, and while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Maltz. Glad that you've joined us today to study the Word. Now, hopefully, you've had enough time to open your Bibles to the John chapter 12, and we'll begin to read with verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and he had the bag, and he bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my bearing hath she kept this. For the poor always we have with you, but me ye have not always. Much people the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on him. On the next day much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees, and went forth to meet him, and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt. These things understood not the disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people therefore that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead bear record. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him. Let's begin with prayer after the reading of God's precious word. Father, I thank you that we can come together, enjoy this time together. Please that you will guide and lead us now as we study this precious word that you have given us. Please that we know that it is your inspired, your perfect word. We know that we have all of your word as we look from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation. Please help us not to add to it or take away from it, nor change it, Lord, that we just stay with your word and know that it's your power and your strength that gives us eternal life. And through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, please help us now as we study this precious word. Don't let us miss one little part of what you have, Father. Help folks to listen to your word, and not, Father, in as I present it, Lord, I want them to see you and see you clearly. So help that to be done today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look through the scripture, and we have, in the past couple of times that we have been together, we have looked in the 12th chapter at the beginning, the three verses, and then last time we were together, we found ourselves down through the 6th verse. But I wanted to read all of the verses today that we may have an opportunity again to keep everything in context, that we can enjoy it together, and it all comes together. So I felt it necessary to read everything today. It takes time to do that, but there is nothing more precious and more important than the Word of God. Now, we found out that she pours, Mary pours everything out unto the Lord Jesus. And that's something that we should do in the form of worship. It's so important that we worship the Lord. And Martha, she was busy at work. We find Lazarus with his testimony sat at the table, verse 2 tells us. But we look at Mary, and Mary poured everything that she had, all of her valuables, everything of any value went unto the Lord. And that should be our life. The Lord Jesus should be number one. Please that we never change that. We should set our priorities straight, and that is that God should be first, others second, and ourselves last. We don't look at that often. I've just preached a message concerning that, that we set our priorities. You know, I deserve this and I deserve that. When you keep saying that, you better look at that one word that's not very long. It's a word called I. Let's get our priorities turned around. Mary surely had her priorities straight. Martha, she was busy working and serving, which is correct and is necessary. But we must worship first. You know, to look unto the Lord Jesus Christ and be willing to give everything to Him. That's what Mary did, and we need to learn from this lesson. We look at the third verse, again with Mary. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of the Lord Jesus, and wiped His feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Now when she did that, we know, as we've read in the past, other verses of Scripture where it was not only His feet, but also His head. And as Mary come to worship, as she sat at the feet of the Lord Jesus, she gave something that was most valuable. It wasn't what she gave, or even the value that she gave. It was how she gave it. She gave it from the heart. Your heart is set to praise and honor and glorify the one true God. That's what we should do. Mary's heart was. Do we come in desiring our own will and our own way, or are we willing to give it all unto the Lord Jesus and listen to Him clearly to guide and to direct us? And this is a review from the last time we were together, but it's something we can't miss, because today we seem that many people, number one, do not see it necessary to attend church. They will come on occasion. Maybe they'll just come on Sunday morning, but it's not necessary for Sunday night or Wednesday night, because I have everything. I don't want to be too religious. Well, I don't want you religious either. I want you godly. And the way that we become godly and walking after the Lord Jesus is by studying His Word. And so that's the reason we come together on Sunday morning, and we have the Sunday school classes. We study directly from the Word of God. We don't use a quarterly or any kind of a book of that sort. We use the Bible. All ages, we use the Bible. They learn verses of Scripture, they study verses of Scripture, and we read them verse by verse. And it's so important that we see the Word of God, know it to be the truth, and teach our young people and adults as well that that's where the power will be found, is in God's Word through the Holy Spirit as we study His Word. Salvation will come from the same. And today, why, again, as we come many times to busy ourselves in the church. If you do attend and feel it necessary to be there, maybe that's your means of salvation. You're coming and you're faithful, you're working in the church, and because I know that if I work hard enough, then I'll be able to get into heaven. Most religions, many churches are built up on works. God's Word does not teach that. God's Word teaches that salvation comes by grace, God's gift unto us. Nothing that we can earn. There is nothing there. We have nothing of value that we can purchase our salvation with. It's a free gift. And once we come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, confessing our sin before Him, because He is our Savior, when we do that, He is faithful to save us. He takes our sin away, and He keeps us eternally. Salvation, to come to the Lord Jesus, is a one time, not every day, not once a week, not every time you take communion that you get forgiveness of sins, as some teach. All those things are contrary to the Word of God. It's man's teaching through the years. They have taken verses of Scripture and they've pulled them out of context. They have taken them away from the Word of God to make them say what they want them to say. God's grace is free. God's power and His salvation is free. We must come to Jesus Christ and be saved. please, that you trust in Him today, confessing your sin before Him, not before man, before Him. He is your Savior. Come by faith to Him and be saved today. If you trust Him today, turn to Him today, your life will begin to totally change, because He will give you a new heart, and the Holy Spirit will come to dwell within you to teach you His word and His way. So please, that you do that today and begin that precious walk. It's a walk that will never end, because we will walk right on into eternity with Him and spend eternity with Him. What a glorious promise we have. What joy we have to have life. Please, that you look to the Lord Jesus. Come by to Him for salvation first. Then we come and worship Him. Praise His name. Bow down before Him. The heart. Again, it's not what we have to give as far as value. It's the heart. Please, that you have a heart that wants and desires to please God. It comes from a right heart. That's the only way. And you have to have a new heart to have a right heart. So be saved first, then begin to worship Him, then the service will come. And as we look here, Mary, as she did this deed out of worship, we find that again she brought honor to her own life, not desiring to do that, but she did. And she also brought honor and blessings unto her home, and she brought honor and blessings unto the whole world. The Word of God tells us that. We enjoy studying the Word, and we are told that, this act will be proclaimed forever. And what a blessing that Mary received, because she was willing to give it all. She didn't do it for that purpose, but she received the blessing because she had a new heart and a right heart. All because of this blessed act of giving with a right heart. If we'll look at a couple of verses of Scripture here quickly, we have Proverbs chapter 10, verse 7. The memory of the just is blessed. That's what we have with Mary. But the name of the wicked shall rot. That's what we have with Judas. Judas, we find a man that's going to betray the Lord Jesus, was more concerned about his own belly and his own pocket than he was of any honor and glory brought unto the Lord or the poor. He didn't care. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1, a good name is better than precious ointment. Isn't it something how Mary had both? We look now, as we have looked through these verses of Scripture, and please, once again, I'm going to begin reading with the fourth verse and down through the eighth verse, and we'll look at verse 7 and 8 today. Then saith one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and he had the bag, and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my bearing hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. He didn't care. He was a thief. He didn't care about the poor. He didn't care about the Lord Jesus. He cared about himself. And boy, doesn't that sound like today? We care about ourselves. But the Lord Jesus said, let her alone. Let her alone. Mary was anointing the Lord Jesus before he died. As one that was cared for after their death, she was placing this ointment upon the Lord Jesus before his death. She was being and becoming part of his death. I believe, as we have talked before in the past few times we've been together, that Mary understood it better than the disciples. Mary understood it better than Martha. She understood it even as Lazarus had been raised from the dead. He still received his old body, so I'm not sure what Lazarus really knew. Yes, he spent 4 days in the grave, so he spent 4 days in paradise. And so I don't know how much for sure that Lazarus really knew, probably much. I mean, he was just, we find him sitting here, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit, but we do know that Mary, she understood. She understood that Jesus was going to die. She understood that he was not going to be the King of Kings and place his kingdom on earth at this time. I don't know if she understood that it would come later, but she did understand that he was to be the Savior. And so as we look and at the picture we have with Mary here and with the ointment that she was using, she was taking part of the death, burial, resurrection, and eternal life of the Lord Jesus. And that's what we do when we come to the Lord Jesus. Mary was taking part. The poor that Judas was so concerned about here, of which he was lying, he wasn't really concerned about them, but the poor needs to be cared for. But never replace works or service for the setting at the feet of the Lord Jesus for worship. Service should come, the poor need to be cared for, but please, we must spend time with the Lord Jesus Christ in worship. You know, we come and we study the Word of God, and again, so many places today, they don't have Bible study. If they do, it's a kind of a topical thing, and it's kind of a summarizing. Take the Word of God, take a book of the Word and begin, and take it verse by verse and come together and study the Word of God. We do that on Sunday morning, we do that on Sunday night, we do that on Tuesday afternoon, and we do it on Wednesday night. We have such a wonderful time studying the Word of God at this church. It's a glorious time we have, and we study it verse by verse. You know, as we enjoy the study of the Word of God, we have been through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel. We're in 1 Samuel. We have studied from Genesis to 1 Samuel every verse on Wednesday night. That's what we do on Wednesday nights. We study through the Scripture. It's such a joy to study the Word of God. And we have started at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and we have studied through these years, many years, to accomplish, and 13 years now, I think, that we have been on Wednesday night, beginning with Genesis to this point in time. So it takes that long to study the Word of God. Many people have goals of reading through the Bible in 1 year. That's fine. Slow down. Study the Word of God. Don't just read it. Study it. Search its truths. And you can't do that as rapid as you have to as you read the Word of God. Take time to search the Word of God and to study it. Mary, she understood. She looked to the Lord Jesus for her salvation. She again anointed the body of the Lord Jesus even before it was that he had died, because she was taking part in his death. We too take part in his death and his resurrection when we come by faith to the Lord Jesus and come to him, confessing our sin, turning unto him. That's how we begin our walk with the Lord Jesus. Again, don't misunderstand me. The poor need to be cared for. But are they truly poor, or are they too lazy to work? Poor needs help. But so many folks today are so willing to take a handout and not willing to work. And there's a big difference between the two. Please that you look to the Lord Jesus, worship him, praise him, then serve him. Please that you get things lined up. We've got everything kind of turned around just a little bit. Feed upon the Word. Worship him. And that's something we enjoy here. And I hope that you enjoy in your church, not only at your church, but you do it at home as well, that you study his Word. You praise his name. You spend time with him in his Word, his living Word. As we continue now in the 9th verse, much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there. And they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that he might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. Question was asked once, is your faith based on the Word of God, upon coming by faith to the Lord Jesus? Have you trusted in him? Is it is it through him and by his word and looking to the truth, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised from the dead shall be saved. Do you believe that, or do you add works, baptism, or again the Lord's Supper, or there's a church membership? There's so many things, and always it's involving works that man has added to it. Please don't do that. Here, they're coming because they're curious. Many people attend probably many meetings and get involved in some things that are not the will of God, not the Word of God. Churches believe in a healing service, the faith healing. They believe in speaking in tongues. Those things took place at a time. They are no longer during this time. We do not have those things now. And so God can use me to do anything. If he needs to bring me before a person that cannot understand English and needs me to speak another language, he can do that. But he doesn't do it. It's not the presence of the Spirit. And many people promote that it is a filling of the Spirit when you do those things. And that's not so at all. It's a filling of confusion. And that's what brings in. The Word of God is not of confusion. These people here, they weren't coming to see Jesus because they wanted to know him and come by faith to him. Again, why do you attend church? Do you come because you want to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and be saved, and then learn of him and study him so that you can worship and serve him? Or are you coming because you're just a little bit curious, or it's just kind of the thing to do? These people here in the 9th through the 11th verse, they were not coming. Much people, the Jews, therefore knew that they were there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus. They were curious to see. Is Lazarus really raised from the dead? So they didn't just come to see Jesus, but they came to see the miracle. And many people come and witness miracles of new life. We have enjoyed folks as they come to the Lord Jesus and are saved. They have a new life. They've been made new. And it's so wonderful to watch these people grow with a new heart and begin to praise and honor God and worship God and give their life unto the Lord. It's so wonderful to watch that. And yet there are people that's sitting right next to them that ignore that miracle. They reject that miracle. They do not see. They're blind, and that's what they are. They're in total darkness until they come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Oh, they come because maybe they witness these changes. They're curious, but they're not coming for the right reason. They're not coming because they're a sinner. And they're lost, and they need the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, Lord, show each listener today that they're lost in their sin and they need a Savior. And if they do know you as their Savior, Father, help them to study the Word of God that they may worship, praise, and honor your name. Please, Lord, that you do that. As we look to these verses of Scripture, we find that as the Lord Jesus is coming, and they come to put Lazarus to death. The chief priests consult that they may put Lazarus also to death. We had a problem here because they had a man that's raised from the dead. There's very little testimony here. Do we see any words that Lazarus says unto the Lord Jesus? Or would say unto anyone else? There is no record here. No words from Lazarus. Yet look at his testimony. He has such a testimony that they want to put him to death. Well, he is a picture of the beautiful resurrection that we're going to have. Only ours is going to be a fuller resurrection, because we'll not only be raised into our body if we have to face the grave, but we'll receive a perfect body, a glorified body, which Lazarus didn't. But he was still a witness of that the Lord Jesus can raise the dead. No one can do that. He has healed the sick, the lame that was lame and blind and everything from their birth, from the beginning. No doctor, no soothsayer, no one could heal them, could correct the problem. And Jesus could touch them or could speak to them or could speak to them even through someone else. So just go home and see. They'll be fine. they're healed. And the power of God. No one could do that. Lazarus just sat in the presence of the Lord Jesus, and his witness and his testimony was so strong because he was raised from the dead. Look real quickly here at Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. I love the Word of God. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. We have such a testimony here with Lazarus. Don't be confused. Buried with him by baptism is not talking about a physical baptism. That's talking about being immersed in the Spirit. We need to be careful as we're studying the Word of God that we do not change it. And here, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death. Yes, when we went to the cross of Calvary, when we trusted in the Lord Jesus by faith, the Holy Spirit came into our life. We are immersed by the power of God and the presence of God. And so we become part of his death because we are in Christ Jesus. So when Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary and died upon that cross, he took our sins away, and we become a part of that, as we found that Mary, as she anointed the feet of the Lord Jesus and the head of the Lord Jesus before he went to the cross, before his death, she became a part of that. So do we when we come by faith to the Lord Jesus, and we should walk in the newness of life because of what the Lord Jesus has done for us. Baptism, scriptural baptism, is a picture of that. We stand in the water, and as we go down under the water, it pictures our death in Jesus Christ to the old self. Coming up out of the water pictures the resurrection and life that we have in Jesus Christ. So yes, baptism is important, but salvation is free. Don't tie it by any works. And that's what you're doing if you say, well, you must be baptized to be saved. And that baptism, that physical baptism, did something. It made you feel good. And sure, you were doing the will of God. But you were saved before you stepped down into that water, because Jesus does the saving. It's not an act that we do, not some power that I do when I baptize someone. It is the power of God that saves, and that comes by you confessing your sin and turning to him. So please enjoy salvation through Jesus Christ and leave the works alone. Leave the works to come with service after we have come to worship him and to praise him. We are to walk in the newness of life. If people refuse the witness, and they had Lazarus as a witness here, the Lord Jesus was still present, and Lazarus was there identifying himself, because there were many that witnessed this resurrection, and so it just wasn't Jesus alone and went to the grave and brought Lazarus out. There were many witnesses, and they couldn't silence these witnesses, but the evidence, Lazarus was right there. So you see, if they refuse the evidence, the only thing they can do is get rid of it, and that's what they want to do. They want to put Lazarus to death again. We got to get rid of him, because his testimony is so strong that I don't know what else we're going to do, because the testimony of Lazarus is so strong that people are beginning to turn to the Lord Jesus by the multitudes, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. Will you please look to the Lord Jesus? See, that's what will happen to folks here. They'll come, listen to the Word of God. They're convicted of their sin, want to turn to the Lord Jesus, but they refuse to. So they have to get rid of the evidence, and the only way they can do that here is to leave. And so I just hope that people, I pray that folks, as they come into this church, and I hope that the Word of God is preached in your church, salvation and salvation alone by the power and the grace of God, that you will come by faith to Jesus Christ. But I hope that as those people refuse to come to the Lord Jesus, and they make a decision, and the Holy Spirit stops calling them, as they stay with you, they're going to begin to cause trouble. The back door needs to be as big as the front door, because we don't want folks that do not want the truth. As long as they're here, as long as they're listening, the Holy Spirit is calling, is working. Please, please, that each and every person listen to the call. It's time to come to Jesus today. Confess your sin. Come by faith. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?